LaCroix and Sam were going to discuss his service in the U.S. Air Force. Hey, Wesley, what were you doing when you went into the service?
Student.
At where?
EMC.
EMC, Billings, Montana. Mm-hmm. And did you enlist or were you drafted?
Enlisted.
Okay, enlisted. And what? When was that?
August 1969.
Okay, where did they take you? To Butte?
Yeah, through Butte.
For processing? Then where did they take you?
Blackland.
Blackland?
Texas.
Are there any other crews with you?
Nope, just me.
To Butte or anywhere in Butte at all?
Well, Brian knows the ground.
Hmm.
Was already there 2 weeks ahead of me.
At Lackland?
Yeah.
Oh. Where is Lackland?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what was your basic training like?
Basic training was 6 weeks. Consisted of mostly, you know, physical stuff like the
drilling,
PT, marching, classwork, rifle range.
What did you shoot? M16s?
Yeah, M16. That's all we were taught is M16s.
Okay. So you finished it.
Finished it in December of 69. Latter part of December.
Okay. Okay, what other training did you receive?
Okay, I was in the career field that they put me in was called, was in the field of maintenance, which is diesel and gasoline repair, maintenance.
Diesel?
And gasoline, yeah. Like the heavy equipment stuff, like scrapers, patrols, CATs, APC, armored personnel carriers, cranes. All the components of that and what operates them is usually.
And you repaired all that stuff?
Yeah.
Repaired the engines and all
that? Yeah. Hydraulics, electrical system. And the wear and tear of the blades, you know, things like that, tires, you know.
Great. Okay, where were you stationed then?
This is what, right after basic, the school I'm talking about was called Tech School. We call Air Force.
Yeah, Tech School?
Air Force calls it Tech School.
Okay, Tech School.
And there was, let's see, there's Brian, Neighbor, Posey. Four of us were sent to Fort Belvoir, Virginia, the engineering school over there. Four Air Force guys, including myself, but four of us. And we were assigned to the, I think it was called Bravo Company. Would that be it? railroad company, and we lived with the
Army,
yeah.
Fort Belvoir.
Just four Air Force guys were sent over there, and I was one of them.
All the rest were white?
All the rest of them were Army.
Oh. But the four guys that were sent with you were?
Oh, white guys. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How long were you at Fort Belvoir?
Let's see, how long was that? No, wait a minute, let's see. I got the dates all mixed up here. Let's see. I was there from first part of October of 69, and from October to December, latter part of December, that's tech school. It's only about what, 5-6 weeks again.
Okay. You finished tech school, right?
On latter part of December, 69.
Then where were you sent from?
Then I was, and the Air Force calls it Permanent Station, PCS.
Permanent
Train Station, back to Texas, an air base called Carswell Air Force Base.
Carswell?
Located at Fort Worth, Texas.
What outfit were you assigned to there, remember?
51st Squadron. No, 51st Transportation Squadron.
Okay.
And I was there for about 18 months. About 18 months.
What kind of duties were you doing there?
I was involved in maintenance.
The same thing that you trained for?
Yeah, the same thing I was trained for. Anything from a lawnmower to a big Huff 637 scraper, 625 scraper. I forget the terms now. Cranes.
Everything.
Patrol. Yeah. Patrol is as graders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything,
yeah.
So then?
I was on what you call an OJT from that time on until I got my 5 level, which took me about a year to complete that. So I was stationed there from 70 to 70, 70, 71, 71.
You remember what month?
I was there January 70 to July 71.
With the 51st Transportation
Squadron. Yeah. Okay, from 71. Let's see. 71. Okay, from July 4th of 70. I got an 1 month leave. No, wait a minute. Is it two? What, a month, isn't it? Before we go overseas?
Yeah.
So I was there from, must have been June of 71. From June 71 to July 4th, I was at home, and from I went overseas July 4th of July.
Where were we sent to?
Osan, Korea.
Osan Air Force.
Yeah.
South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
What unit were you assigned to? Remember?
Forget the number.
But you were assigned again to maintenance?
Yeah, I was in the same field again. But by then I was a sergeant, see.
Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair work.
Okay. from 71 to 72. March 72. I was there a total of about 9 months.
Okay.
I was discharged.
From Korea?
Yeah, from I was discharged from Korea, yeah.
Did they bring you backstage and discharge you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was in a hospital for a while. Then from there I was sent to the VA hospital.
Where were you at the hospital at? Osa?
Over
in Korea?
Oh, here at Great Falls.
Oh, you were sent to Mosa?
No, wait a minute. I came back on home on leave, and why don't you just put discharge? That's good enough.
Okay. All right, when did you return? Returned back to the States when?
March 72.
Okay, return to the U.S. And then into VA hospital?
Yeah.
Where was the hospital at?
City? Fort Meade, South Dakota.
Fort Meade, South Dakota. Okay. Okay. How old? Let's see. What's it? You didn't get an R&R, did you?
No.
How old were you when you went into the service?
24.
Okay. How were you treated by the other personnel in your unit? Were you treated like everybody else, or did they treat you different because you were Indian, or?
At first couple weeks. First, I was treated like I was less than them.
You were the only Indian in your outfit, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then everything then it was okay after that?
After we got to know each other and more or less depended on each other. After, you know.
Did you feel prejudice at any level?
No, I never have. You mean I feel to them?
No.
To them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Crow language in any way in the service?
No.
Did the Air Force have you doing it?
No.
Okay. Yes. How do you think your military, your experience affected your life? Did it help it or hinder it or anything like that?
It helped me quite a bit. It built a lot of, it built character.
I got nothing else if you want to.
Well, I got some good points. But my records were burned, so. But anyway, well, that don't make any difference. I just about got sent to Colorado Springs for being a top troop.
Is that right?
And the only reason why I didn't. I had to have a blemished record, and I had a DUI. And then when I went to OSA, my records were burned. They couldn't find it, so.
I had to start you all over. Okay, well, thanks.
Good minute.